Previously on Rolling on Fate.
I never imagined we would be returning to Richmond like this. I had dreamed we would be able to destroy the Shadowfell Rod, but I had hoped nothing like this would ever happen again. Thankfully, we got here in time and were able to help push back the undead. Now that the rift is secured and the undead are under control, I think we deserve a good break from the Mortimer and the pressure of finding a way to close the rifts. I want to see the beach again, watch the gulls soar over the waves, and take a break. I bet Kraith is still the same old salty town. It would be nice to have a vacation.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM. You are in Ridgemont. The rift, or rather all the undead zombies have been dealt with. And the rift is still there in the center of town. The other priest of Palar, Fen, has gathered together as many either off-duty or on-duty prison guards from Ridgemont to stand watch around the rift. And they have also been making just sort of like makeshift barricades, like upturning carts and trying to drive spikes into the stone ground. They like lifting stones and putting spikes in angled towards the rift, but it's all mismatched, and they have at least like 20 guards on duty. Fen got about 30 guards to help stand watch. He promised them gold from the Palar Church when he would return. And so you guys stay the night at the Deranged Mandolin, rest up bright and early in the morning. The entire party is sitting down at the tables in the bar. It's rather deserted. There's not really too many other people around. It seems like everyone else is resting or somewhere else.
We're all in the inn. It's morning. I'm going to be at the bar already, having breakfast, since we don't have a whole lot of town-made breakfasts.
I am going to be trying to sneak downstairs with all of my stuff so that I can put it on Hero's back and get out of here.
One of those comically large knapsacks or whatever, yes, that villains used in comics or whatever. Perfect.
Yeah, very stealthy.
Mm-hmm. Because Marion is definitely not stealthy. Are you wearing your plate mail armor right now?
No. I'm not planning
on. Okay. But he's still carrying
it. Yeah, it's still got to be somewhere.
I will say that Nortrude and Peleus, just with your passive perception, you can spot Marion as seems to be lugging all of his crap with him out of the inn.
Like, where is he is he already like out the door?
No, he's just come down the steps.
And does he have like a look of him like a dog who's trying to be unnoticed? And I'm just gonna, is he?
Probably.
Yeah. He's purposefully trying to sneak past both of us.
Sure.
Neat. I'm gonna munch and ignore him. But I mean, I see him, and I want him to think that I don't see him, because I'm so deceiving in that way.
Okay. Marion slowly continues through the mostly empty room.
So I'm just gonna get up and try to subtly follow him, but I'm not great at that.
This is off to a fun start.
Peleus, you also see this.
Oh boy. Well, now that I see a train of fools starting to form, I feel compelled.
Leaving this station.
Yeah, I have to be the caboose of this. And I finish my meal, thank the barkeep, pay for my meal. How many millions of gold is that? I'm running low, so try not to break the bank.
Free of charge for the saviors of Ridgemont.
little do they know. Great. So I will get up from my bar seat, my stool, and I will get my instruments in flute form and start duding ever so annoyingly right behind the two of them. but like walking in lockstep with them or attempting to march.
As Marion is saying, I am ignoring this.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I certainly don't hear anything.
Oh, God, there's
us.
More of them.
Oh, wow. Nortru was really stealthy. Huh? You didn't notice her until I started duding. It's amazing.
So, Marion, out for a morning stroll?
And every time Nortrude stops talking while posing a question, I'm going to flourish as though I'm like mimicking her voice and really adding emphasis to it, but not talking. Like, I'm just going to continue little annoying sound effects on my flute.
I
yeah,
was planning on going back to the capital.
Ah, well, as a matter of fact, I need to go to the capital too. And I suspect Peleus might have something to say if he would care to use his words.
Human voice.
And then attempting to speak through the flute, like actually talking into it.
I'll be like, no, I'm okay. I'm not a human anyway.
And I keep
doing...
All right,
your elf voice.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I suppose like it'd be great to go back to town and buy some new equipment, some new clothes. God, it's been so long since I bought new clothes. And freshen up a bit.
I wasn't going to say anything, Peleus, but...
Marion's going to look at the same pair of clothes he's probably had for the last 2 months.
I like that you have just a pair of clothes. There's my one cloth, and there's my other cloth.
Yep,
what a wonderful pair
there
they
is,
make.
There's cloth. There's not even clothes.
Yeah, it's just two rags that he's just stitched
it's
onto just, his
it's
skin.
It's a bolt of cloth that I have wrapped myself around in some massive origami-like fashion.
Oh, my goodness. So, to Revelhein it is, but how did you plan on getting there, Marion?
I was going to go to the ruins of the prison and go through the Grey Realm Rift.
Are the prison... I'm sorry, is it the prison in complete ruins, Matt? I kind of forgot that, if that's the case.
You guys don't know. You haven't really checked on it, but say, like, in your mad dash into the city, it didn't seem like it was in ruins. It seemed like it was still a standing
building.
Let me
rephrase that. I'm going to burn the fucking prison down.
That seems totally reasonable and very much in character for you, Marion. I'm looking around the inn, wondering if anyone heard that.
There's hardly anyone else.
Perfect. I throw another gold in the direction of the barkeep, even if he's behind the door in the kitchen area. I just throw one at him to shut him up. And that sounds fascinating. I think Nortrude, do you want to go with us? This sounds fun.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have many errands to run in the capital.
Sounds like you've got yourself a party. How exciting for you. And I doot his excitement for him, since he doesn't seem to vocalize it very well.
All right, well, I'm going to be ready to go in about 20 minutes.
How convenient. I am already packed, as it is.
As am I.
Adventure time awaits.
Super. All right, well, let me strap this stuff to Hero and we can head on over. Road trip.
Yay. And then I get on the back of Hero, assuming I'm riding with him, since that's how we got here to begin with.
I couldn't convince you to face the right way this time. No.
You mean the other way? Who's to say the first way wasn't the right way?
Everyone else in the world, Peleus.
Yes. I'm still not entirely sure how to ride horses properly. My apologies, you landlubbers and your horses. It's just so bizarre. The seahorses are much more elegant.
Well, at least you were facing the wrong way on the right end this time.
Yeah, perhaps. We'll try that. I kind of want to stop to see if anyone has horses for sale very quickly here in town before. While he's finishing loading up heroes, since I'm ready to go.
Yeah, we don't need to roleplay this. Let me look it up.
I have to tell you right now, if you do buy a horse and you don't name it Villain, going to be a little disappointed.
I might name it Sea Elf. Because then when I eat it later on, it makes sense canonically.
Oh, devil.
Don't eat your horse.
It's a sea elf. A draft horse is 50 gold pieces. A riding horse is 75 gold pieces. War horse is way more.
How much is a way more?
Oh my God.
400-ish gold pieces.
Well, I think I'll get a horse.
Yeah, I'll buy a riding horse seat as well.
400 gold pieces. You got to blow all your money on a war horse just so you can be like Marion.
I have much more gold than that, but no, I think I'll be a fiscally responsible sea elf this one time and spend the 75 gold on a regular old riding horse.
Yeah, I'm also getting a regular riding horse.
Okay, so that's 75 each for both of you. After buying the horses, Marion, you don't go with them, but Fen shows up and he's packed with a simple travel sack and he's got a walking stick and he looks like he's ready to go. And then Peleus and Nortrud come back with two more horses.
Oh, I thought we were walking. All right.
Well, I mean, you can ride with one of us.
Only if someone doesn't mind this small halfling body.
That sounds like a challenge, Fen. I'll take it. Don't worry about it. It'll be nothing for Hero.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let's head over to the prison, which I will now formally refer to as the crap hole.
What are you going to refer to the Lord's Manor as?
Burning husk.
The burned crap hole?
Charred remains.
The singed crap hole.
The singed ass. You guys head over towards the prison. Again, you see the burned out husk of the Lord's Manor. Just pretty much the stone walls are standing, but everything else about it is charred, broken. A lot of the windows seem to be either broken or melted. And you head towards the prison, and it seems rather quiet. There isn't a lot of guards around for some reason. And inside the prison, it seems mostly quiet. You guys head to the main entrance of the prison, and there is one guard standing outside of it, and the doors are closed behind the guard.
We're not accepting any visitors at this time.
Did you ever accept visitors, to be clear? I didn't think that was a thing here.
We're further not accepting visitors.
Even more than zero.
What if we're not here to visit so much as perhaps pass through?
You're trying to use the Grey Realm Rift. Where is your military identification?
I just point at Mary.
I am going to wallop him with my holy symbol.
Okay, like, do you want to roll to attack?
Is he wearing a helm?
Sure.
Yes, I'm going to wallop him in the head. Shouldn't do any damage, but it should ring his bell, so to speak. That's an 18.
Okay. You knock the helm off of his head, doing a few points of damage, seeming to slightly stun him. And you're holding the symbol directly in front of his face. And he looks back at you.
Hey, what was that for?
I'm going to make this very easy for you. You see that? Now look at this. I am on my way on official church business. If you don't get out of my way, I am going to go through you.
About that Shadowfell rift that just opened up?
Are you going to stand here asking stupid questions, or are you going to let me through?
I believe we can authorize a Paelor priest coming through.
Two Paelor priests and his entourage.
He's eyeing the entourage part.
I wink at him. Make a smoochy face.
Marion, give me persuasion. Peleus, you can add to it as well.
Really? Persuasion?
Sure, you can do intimidation if you want. Peleus, why don't you do a... why don't you give me a persuasion with a wink?
Alrighty. You got it.
15 total.
It's a 13, so...
All right, I will escort you to the Grey Realm Rift. No stopping.
And he opens the door. And like before, you see the two different metal detector and anti-magic barrier. As long as you guys behave and cooperate, maybe like put your magic items around the side or whatever, you'll be able to go through. And no one's doing any funny business through those?
Yep, just complying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the guard leads you through. It seems like there are way less guards staffed. When Peleus and Nortrud, you had walked through this guard station, there was like 15 guards. Now there's only like 3, other than the one that is escorting you. And walking through the jail cell blocks, it definitely seems like there are less prisoners. There are still prisoners here, but maybe you get the idea that some escaped, but definitely not all. And eventually you're led through another set of doors into the courtyard of the eastern side of the prison where the Grey Realm Rift is and all the forges. You can see everything is active, and there seems to be definitely a lot of guards standing around, keeping a vigilant watch around. And he leads you to the Grey Realm Rift, and there's a few guards standing by. He talks to them, and then you are able to pass. Do you guys do anything?
No, I mean, if they're letting us through, I don't really want to instigate any fights. I'm just hoping that no one recognizes myself for Nortrud from last time we were here. So
yeah, just keeping a low profile.
Yeah, but not trying to make it obvious that I don't want to be noticed, you know, taking it cool.
I mean, you did a little bit of disguise and you guys were wearing guard uniforms and the like, so yeah, I think it's fine. So you guys head through the Grey Realm Rift.
Cool.
Now, we see Taylor headed towards the stables at the Deranged Mandolin. You and Fionnuala are left behind.
I'm going to go and, essentially using my primeval awareness, I want to get a sense of our two traveling horses. Which one of them really needs a vacation? Like, which one would benefit the most from having some time away from the other, or if it's the case that they want to be together, I'm just going to take them both.
They both have been through a lot, I guess. High, it's going to be John. Low, it's going to be Jonathan. Or anywhere in the middle, it's going to be both. Jonathan is wanting a more vacation. He's feeling cooped up. John just seems happy to be resting, I guess.
The more I think about it, the more I just want to bring them both, give them a break from the cart, and that way I don't have to ride one full time, and we can all enjoy a peaceful trip that has more of a focus on their comfort as well as mine. So
yeah, you do that
too. I'm just going to take them both.
Switch off riding, yeah.
So I make sure to fill up the saddlebags, if we have saddlebags, because if they're draft horses, we've probably only had harnesses for the cart.
First things first, walking into the inn, are you headed to the Deranged Mandolin?
Yeah, just because that's more familiar at this point.
After checking on the horses, you walked back in, and you actually see Murr. He is lazily sitting at one of the tables, just like casually plucking at his mandolin. Then also behind the bar, you see the normal female bartender.
Okay, I will enter and make my way towards the bar, acknowledging Murr and saying good morning.
He lazily waves at you.
See that you are comfortable as always. Taylor's going to make his way up to the barmaid. Excuse me, do you know if perhaps you carry any sort of, oh, I don't know, maybe somebody had left a saddlebag here long ago and you might be willing to sell it to me? I don't know where I might go in town to find someone who would sell riding equipment, but I'm trying to find saddlebags for enough size that I could pack it full of food for maybe a week or two.
Well, you're just in luck. We actually have 2 saddlebags just laying around. If you care to purchase them, maybe also purchase the food to go in them.
I mean, I would love to fill them up in this one stop if I can and be on my way. May I inspect the saddlebags?
Sure. She walks behind the bar into a back room and eventually comes out holding two rather worn saddlebags. They're double-sided saddlebags, so it's just like you put one on a horse and it's got two bags on it. So it's technically a total of four bags.
Okay.
They're pretty worn, but looks like good used leather.
Okay, yeah, if there's no obvious holes or tears or wears on the straps or buckles, I mean, they're perfect. How much would it cost to fill these with hard tack? I mean, some vegetables if you have them. I mean, I don't need anything fancy, but if you have any fresh bread or some cheese, I would be willing to pay premium price.
Well, for you, one of our, saviors of the town, I think we can do a bit on the house.
I would very much appreciate that.
She grabs both of the bags and goes to the back room and is gone for a while.
Hey, Murr, when was the last time you went out to the coast and traveled further west?
Murr looks up at you.
Well, it's been quite some time. I do enjoy the coast. I feel like I've maybe stayed a little bit too long in the Ridgemont.
Well, if you might be looking for an excuse to get out of town, I'm heading that way. It's always nice to have someone to talk to who isn't a horse, but that's where I'm going, and it's been probably 7-8 years since I've been out that way, and I have no idea what I should expect. It wouldn't be anything posh.
Well, it sounds like I could use a trip myself. When are you planning to leave?
Well, as soon as these bags are full, my companions and I are taking a bit of a break of sorts, just to kind of have a bit of time to ourselves and check in on some things. So we plan just to maybe head out. I can leave later today if that would make it easier on you. I know this is kind of a surprise.
Nah, I don't have any plans. I go as the wind blows me, so.
Well, if you're fine to leave now, I might be able to fish up another saddle unless you don't mind walking. This isn't intending to be any sort of speedy expedition. I'm just trying to get out of town and stretch my legs, maybe see what the scenery holds and what the road might bring us.
I'm sure we can get another saddle somewhere.
Then bartender comes out and you can see she has cramped full both saddlebags full of a whole bunch of stuff. What even looks like a couple of wine bottles in each of them too.
Wow, this is better than I ever could have, packed on my own. I really appreciate all of this. Wow, there's a lot of food here. I'm going to have to do my best to eat all of this. How much do I owe you?
You don't owe us a thing, darling.
I don't think I'm ever going to get used to the hospitality of others. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Well, Murr, if you're ready to go, I'll get this saddlebag on the horse and we can make our way out of town.
Sounds like a plan. Let me just go grab my travel bag from upstairs.
He leaves. As he's heading up the stairs, I want to look over at the barmaid and say, you're not going to miss him if I take him away from here for a few weeks, right?
Murr, no. It'd be a nice change not having him around every single day drinking all of our mead.
Maybe he'll come back with another song or two. I'll see if I can give him some new experiences, perhaps. You never know what the road's going to bring, and, well, with what I've seen heading through the mountains and traveling here from Rebelhain, I'm sure that we're going to come across some sort of oddity on the road.
Well, hopefully he does.
Maybe I'll bring you back a more humble bard.
That, I think, will be very hard.
And you have both the horses set up, and you see Murr walk out of the deranged mandolin with a small travel sack and also the lute in his case on his back, and walks on over to you.
Well, you got a fine pair of horses here, I see.
They've done well. I don't expect any animal wants to go through some of the trials that adventurers will put them through, but these two have fared well for themselves, and I think they've as much earned a break as I have, so I don't plan on pushing them hard, so if you want to go ahead any point on the trip, we will catch up, but they'll serve us well.
I will stay with you and the horses. Which one is it that I get to ride?
I'm going to put you on Jonathan here. He's a little less finicky when it comes to, obeying. He's got a mind of his own, but he understands where it makes sense to walk and is unlikely to rub you up against a tree, so he'll be kind to you.
Sure, sure. All right, well, to the coast?
To the coast.
All right, so you guys head westward out of Ridgemont across the small Ridgemont River. It's going to take about 3 to 4 days to get to Kraith and the coast. During those 4 days, you hear 100 different songs from Myr, most of which you've never heard before. And on one evening, you guys are sitting around a campfire, and he's telling a tale of a story's past. And you're gazing into the fire, and as he's telling the story about a castle and a dragon, just basically a hero's journey, you feel like you see images in the fire as he is telling a story.
Like it's just the story itself playing out in the fire, like not other images.
Right.
So, Myr, where are you from? Did you grow up on the coast yourself, or how did you find your way here, I guess?
Well, that is a very complicated question. I am from, well, somewhere very distant. Not from around here. He gives you a smile.
So, are we talking maybe an island somewhere, or a whole nother continent? Like, can you give me anything? Any kind of information?
Well,
I'm used to vagaries. I mean, Peleus just tells me he's from the ocean, and I believe him because it seems like the only place he could possibly come from. He's full of interesting things, but I just don't know where Tabaxi are even from in our land, and, well, that's why I'm curious.
Well, Tabaxi can be from anywhere. I came from far out east, from distant lands long time ago. Somewhere that you've never heard of. It's a whole nother continent.
Well, it's good to know that there are other lands besides Revelhein where adventure beckons and, well, interesting people can arise. I guess that makes sense why I haven't heard of half the songs and stories you've mentioned over the last few days. They sound like they've happened to a whole nother world.
Maybe they have. You never know. Meanwhile, Fionnuala, the last member of our heroes still in Ridgemont, is walking the town square, deciding on what to do with her time off.
It's after morning, so it's probably around 10 o'clock by the time that...
Mid-morning?
Yeah, it's mid-morning by the time that Taylor has left.
Okay, so Fionnuala's gonna go to the farmer's market.
Okay.
She has a beginner's grasp on material plane economics over her years of buying vegetables from farm stands.
Yeah, sure.
And so she's wondering, her main question, she's wondering how the organic carrot farmers are even competing with the cheap, shitty carrots. Because it seems like the prison guards don't. Well, I don't know. I'm going to observe the carrot stands. Do people, a lot of people buying them?
You observe. You can give me an insight roll, I guess.
Insight roll, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So she's watching. She's going to sit and watch the carrot stands for a couple hours and just observe.
Okay.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah, give me an insight roll.
Well, I guess they're vegetable stands, right? They're just not just
there's carrot. Not straight carrot stands, yes.
What a shame. There will be soon. I got a 13, but insight, 17.
Yeah, so observing throughout the day, there are locals and also the off-duty guards and
you see maybe like one of the inn owners, and you can tell because they actually have like a pull cart and they actually buy a lot more things.
Which inn owner?
You see two different people with two different carts come and load them up and head back towards the main square.
They don't have like a logo of a deranged mandolin on them.
You assume that it's for the inns. You don't know which inns. Mm-hmm. But then also, it seems like every one of the vegetable stands get the same amount of activity. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Tucson's Rift carrots or Tucson's Rift vegetables get bought out more.
There's probably more of them.
There is more of them, and they are cheaper. But it still seems like people still visit the organic, non-Tucson's Rift carrots just as much. Maybe not buy as many, but it seems like there are people who care for the taste and would like to spend more money on stuff, or others who just don't really give a crap and just want vegetables. And you noticed with those two carts, one of them bought straight Tucson's Rift carrots, the other one bought straight organic carrots.
How far away is like the town from this farmer's market? Is it in the town square?
It's in the town square. Okay. It's right next to
the
town
square.
The
one that bought the good carrots, I'm going to just like follow them and see where they go.
Okay.
Where they go.
They go to the deranged mandolin.
I was like, oh, I knew it. The carrot, the vegetable soup that Fanua was ordering, she was like, I knew it.
You knew that they had the good stuff?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is a good place. And then I walk back to the farmer's market and... When I'm observing, do I notice, like, what are the different organic farmers? What are they like? Do I notice that if they're friendly, if they're, you know, what kind of attitudes do they have?
They're very friendly. I would say...
How many are
there? If you've interacted with them, mm-hmm. they seem to be more friendly than the ones selling the Tucson's Rift carrots.
And how many are there?
There's about four or five.
Okay. Is there anything that sets them apart at all?
They have their strong suits of, like... specific vegetables. Like,
okay, which one has the most carrots?
Okay, so there's one that has a lot more carrots than the others.
Okay, what are they like?
Okay, throughout the day you've sort of cased several different vendors. Mm-hmm. And
if I had binoculars and a cop car and donuts, that's I would be doing that.
Right, and I think you go up to a few of them and maybe try the different vegetables throughout the day, and you notice one of the stands, they have a lot more carrots than the others.
Oh yeah, I bought carrots from all of them and tasted to see if there's any one that's better than the others.
Okay. Not only does this one stand that has the most vegetables, they also seem to be knowing what they're doing with carrots. Mm-hmm. And they taste the best. They are the juiciest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, carrots can be juicy. They are the most flavorful to Fanula. And interacting with them, you see a female Goliath with mottled gray and lighter, like a dark gray and a light gray skin. Mm-hmm. She also has grayish brown hair that goes down in a ponytail behind her back. And you can also see her daughter, or seems to be her daughter, is with her. She has sort of the same skin tone coloring. And seems to be sitting on a stool, swinging her legs. Mm-hmm. And when you come up, you see the little girl smile at you. Are you coming to buy a carrot?
So Fanula's wearing her cloak. And just by the way, mm-hmm. she's in her autumn form still. She'll immediately focus in on the kid because she likes kids, if you haven't noticed. Even though apparently people think it's creepy. It's not creepy. Kids are just easier to talk to. Yes, I am planning on buying some carrots. Did you grow them yourself?
I helped my mom and pa grow them.
Do you like growing carrots?
Yeah, and rutabagas and celery and...
one of my very good friends' name is Celery.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
My name's Fanula. What's your name?
Some people call me Butterfly, but my friends call me Bree.
Oh, that's nice. Nice to meet you, Butterfly. Can I call you Butterfly?
Sure.
That's a nice name. I like butterflies. Does your family have a big farm?
Yeah, I guess so. We're out over there by the river.
Oh, cool. Does she, like, point?
She's behind herself, yeah.
Is there any, like, marketing on their stall?
No. That's not like a nowadays farmer's market. You also see the mom. She was helping another customer, but that customer has now left and has bought a few vegetables, so she's okay. Standing there as
Vanilla
well.
Vanilla will take out a gold piece. How much for a bag of vegetables?
What kind of vegetables do you want?
Carrots. I love carrots. They're my favorite. And maybe some celery, because celery likes celery. That's why her name's Celery.
You want this bag size?
She holds up like a potato sack.
Like a big potato sack?
Like Ainsley size sack.
Oh, great. That's huge. Oh, my gosh. She can hold that up. Oh, I guess just she's like alive.
It's also empty.
Oh, I see. Let me see if I have fancy vegetables and 5 pounds of carrots already. Do you have a smaller bag?
Sure. Shows you one that's about a quarter the size.
Okay. She'll say, I'll take that.
Okay.
How much will that cost?
That's kind of like a little bit bigger than a sack of potatoes that you buy at the store.
Uh-huh.
Like nowadays.
Okay.
For this size, with the carrots and the celery.
Oh, say it wrong. It's celery, so cute. Yeah, it's so cute.
It's going to be about 3 gold pieces, I think. Right, Ma?
Yep, yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's so cute. It helps them. Vanilla will put 3 gold pieces down.
You can choose the carrots that you want.
Oh, thank you. And she'll pick out some good ones.
Okay.
And sniff them like a weirdo.
All right.
She won't wash it off at all, and she'll start eating one of them.
Okay.
The dirt is like good flavor.
The mom looks at you a little bit strangely, but doesn't say anything.
She'll nod at the mom with the carrot in her mouth.
The mom nods back at you.
Haven't seen you around town before. Are you new to these parts?
Ah, yes, we're visiting.
Traveling adventurers, bards?
Something like that.
Oh.
Do you have a favorite animal, butterfly? Other than butterflies, I guess?
I like butterflies.
Do you like hawks?
Yeah.
Do you like pelicans?
Those are the big birds in the sky, right?
Well, she like pulls out what she was told was a pelican, but it's actually a seahorse.
Mm-hmm.
And like looks at it quizzically, noticing that it doesn't look like a bird. And hands it to the girl, and she's like, well, this is a pelican, right?
It's a seahorse. We, went over to Kraith one time and found a dead seahorse on the beach.
I'm assuming, like, seahorses, you can ride them, right? Like regular horses?
No, they're very small. About the size of that figurine that's, like, as the big as we found it.
Oh. Well, would you like this?
Sure. This is pretty.
Yeah, I don't really need it, so I thought you might like it.
Oh, thanks for the pelican seahorse.
Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to Peleus, she mutters. But Peleus is probably not in the town anymore. Fanula will say thanks to the lady and her daughter, and she will go sit somewhere and look busy until the end of the market.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the middle of episode 34. Thank you all for participating in our giveaway, and the winner of the giveaway, drumroll please, Nermandos! Yay! You are the proud winner of some handcrafted dice made by the lovely twins over at D20, along with some very awesomely done magic item cards, fillable, and a couple of stickers from D20 and stickers from us at Rolling on Fate. if you really loved the look of those dice or just want item cards of your own, go check out D20's shop over at d20.com. That is D-T-W-I-N-T-Y.com. They have amazing character class shirts, handcrafted dice sets, spell cards, glow-in-the-dark stickers, and more. Go support a nerdy small business. If you are also a nerdy small business or have a friend who runs a nerdy small business with handcrafted items, come let me know. We are looking for more to do additional giveaways in the future. Speaking of which, our next giveaway is going to happen once we hit 50 reviews on iTunes on Apple Podcast. So use the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone or iPad, or if you don't have an iOS system, head on over to the iTunes application on your PC. And if you don't have that, we have a link to our podcast down below on iTunes. And you click that, launch the show using the iTunes podcast. And once that is done, you just hit ratings and reviews, and you can leave a review right there. So even if you don't have an iOS gizmo, there you go. There's an option for you right there. Just leave a review for us. Tell us what you think. And shoot us a message on our email, which is rollingonfate@gmail.com, or on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Discord. Basically, just get a message to me saying that you were the one that left this review, and I will put you in for the giveaway. So get on it. Go give us some reviews. Thanks, everybody. Also, it's October, but most of you should have received your mail-in ballots, in the U.S. at least. So go vote, and go vote early. Figure out where to drop off that ballots, and it really matters. That's it. Stick around to the end of the episode to hear from our friends at Legends, A Superhero Story, and No Small Roles. Thanks, everybody. The next episode is going to be up Wednesday, October 28th, and it may be a Halloween episode. Keep your fingers crossed for that one. And I hope you all have a safe and lovely rest of October. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Earlier that day, in the prison at Ridgemont, we see Nortrud, Peleus, Marion, and Fenn step through the Grey Realm Rift. It is, again, a strange feeling walking through the rift, being sort of sucked in, and on the other side, Peleus, this is the first time you've been in a Grey Realm Rift. The other two, they have done it several times. It is completely bland, gray-washed of color, hardly any animals or wildlife about, and right when you come out, there is no prison here. There is no buildings around. There is still the mountains, but traveling east around the mountains towards Neath, there's basically a road that cuts directly towards Revelhein. So you guys hop on your horses and ride, and basically after a day and a half, you'll see the exit rift of where you think Revelhein is.
Perfect.
Marion, do you expect us to get in any trouble coming out of this rift?
Why, are you planning on starting something with me?
With you? Absolutely not. I just want to make sure that we're not coming in to a sticky situation.
I've never heard of, to my knowledge, anybody actually getting into anything, quote-unquote, in the Grey Realm Rift.
Well, I mean, in Revelhein, once we get out, they're not expecting us to come through, I can't imagine.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have time. I've got several things that I need to take care of. So, no, I don't plan on starting anything. That being said, I don't plan on starting anything.
Not you, Marion, the guards. Are there going to be guards on the other side of this portal who are going to be asking us a lot of questions that I don't have answers for?
Probably not a lot of questions, but yes, there will be guards on the other side.
And will your payroll credentials help us exit the rift?
My payroll credentials, Fen's payroll credentials, and your credentials as a member of the prestigious Tower of Mages will, in fact, get us through the other side without any kind of issue.
Excellent.
You, Peleus, we're going to leave in the Lost and Found.
That's fair. That's what I expected, to be honest.
Peleus can be my assistant. He has the appropriately blank look in his eyes for an intern, so... I mean...
I just stare off into gray space. Completely aloof of the situation.
Excellent play acting, Peleus.
Huh? What are we doing?
Quiet.
So, are we ready?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well,
Yes, I'm ready.
You guys head through the rift on the other side. There are several guards. A lot of them have the bayoneted rifles, and it seems to be there's a checkpoint here, but there's no one else going through the checkpoint, and they stop you as you walk forward. There's a female halfling guard that puts her hand out and stops you.
So, what's your business in Revelheim?
Well, I am returning on an errand to the Mage Tower as a member of the Senior Research Guild.
And the rest of you lot?
Well, the blue one, Peleus, is my assistant.
I wink and make a smoochy face at her, too.
You'll have to forgive him. My apologies.
My companion and I are here to conduct church business, and I'll hold out my holy symbol.
All right. I hope you don't mind. We are checking bags at this location now, so... we are going to do a...
See, all I brought was my carry-on.
Quick look over through your bags. There should be nothing to worry about. She gives you a terse smile. And a few of the other guards step forward. What do you guys do?
I quickly run through my mind as to whether or not I have anything cool that I'm worried about or them finding, and I don't think I do. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have anything to...
I've got... literally nothing.
Yeah, too out of the ordinary. They glance over what's on you. They look through any packs that you have and anything else. And then they wave you forward.
You're all cleared, so have a good rest of your time in Riverheim.
Thanks.
I keep winking, but it looks like my eye's just twitching. So,
thank you.
And you guys walk through. You are now in the upper district.
Oh, no.
Outside of the military complex, which is where the Grey Realm Rift is. And beside it are the two Mage Towers. And also up in the upper district is the Government of Revelheim building and also the Church of the Rift, plus all of the extremely fancy houses. And you're walking on white stone. This is the fancy upper class.
No offense, Nortrude, but I gotta get the fuck out of here.
None taken. I am going to head to the Mage Tower.
Yeah, I don't particularly like this part of town either any longer, so I'm going to be off for a bit. Do we have a time we'd like to meet back? A week from now?
I'm gonna be leaving today to go to Landrin.
Oh, all the way back to Landrin. Very well.
After I talk to High Priest Nothar. After that should take me a good bit of time, but I should be back within the next 5 days. I can find you at the Lavender Pillow.
That sounds like a plan to me. If you're headed to Landrin, are you at all worried about the Shadowfell Rift?
The one there?
Mm-hmm.
Constantly, but only in principle.
Okay.
If Shay's still over there, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Sounds grand. Well, I wish you safe travels then, friend. And then I do dad him.
This is where I'll leave you for now. I'll catch up with you guys in a couple days.
All right, five days at the Lavender Pillow.
Ta-ta for now, Marion. And Nortrude, so how long do you plan on staying? And I just gesture in the upper district here.
Well, in this district, not long. I'm going to head straight to the Mage Tower. I have important questions for the head of my order, both very wise and powerful.
Just sounds like Lord of the Rings.
No, it sounds like the Wizard of Oz to me.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
I can confirm this.
Oh my goodness.
Also can hope that does not end up being the case here.
No, yeah. It is not the case.
If so, called it.
Or, that's so funny. You guys are fucked.
The head of my order is the head of my order, as they should have been.
Ah.
You know, Saruman, or rather Saruman, as he should have been.
Yeah, no, I get it. In character, I'm like, aha.
This is all. In-game literary references just flying like planes over Peleus's head.
Yeah, Peleus just like, wow, the sky is so, whatever color the sky is here in Rivelheim today. That sounds lovely. I'm going to go look for seedier forms of entertainment and conversation. Do you want to meet up sometime later today, or should I just see you in 5 days also?
A break from his company. I like how this is a hard decision.
Well, I have many questions, and I have to clean the Mortimer, check out the data, read. How about we meet up tomorrow?
That sounds fine by me. So I will bid you adieu now, because I really don't like this place, and I wish you all the luck with Saruman, or whatever you called him.
Right, well, I hope you find whoever you're looking for or the information that you need.
That's a very vague statement from you. I very much appreciate it. The same to you. And then I ride my horse off into the sunset or whatever happens on this planet. I don't know.
Isn't it the morning?
Sure. Yeah. I'll wait impatiently right here just facing away from you until sunset, and then I'll go whatever direction that is.
Back with Fionnuala, we see her idly munching on some carrots in the Ridgemont Farmer's Market.
I'm going to eat all the vegetables. Well, I'm going to save the celery for celery and one carrot.
Okay.
I'm going to eat the rest of the vegetables. And then she's going to start organizing her bag.
Your minor possession bag, yeah.
I'm going to play with my figurines. How long do I have till the market closes, by the way?
Yeah, so it's only open for a couple more hours, so not super long.
Okay.
All right. It's about mid-afternoon, and it seems that most of the stalls are packing up, and then eventually you also see the Goliath family putting the last box of stuff that they have into a wagon.
I'm going to stealthily follow them to their farm.
Roll stealth roll.
Why are you snorting? Why would Fionnuala just be like up front with someone when she could sneak around and be weird? But I'm not going to be like 5 feet behind them. I'm going to be real far behind them.
Okay.
And also I have my cloak of elvenkind.
Stealth check at advantage.
Oh boy, I'm glad I rolled with advantage. 14.
Okay. You're lucky.
Haha.
They do not see you.
Yes.
And you continue to follow them, and they basically head directly west towards the river and then a little bit north, and it seems that they are sort of this large farmstead that is the last one in sort of this group of other farmsteads around, and you can see that they have several fields. A lot of them are empty because it is fall time.
So were their carrots like the end of their crop?
Mm-hmm, but they still taste good.
They were really good. I ate them.
And basically to the north of them is just an open field until you hit the road that goes through Ridgemont and on the way to Kraith.
Fionnuala's going to put a little mental note on where the farm is, and then she's going to go get celery. Where'd I put celery?
She is housed at the Deranged Mandolin.
Okay, I'm going to take her out of the Deranged Mandolin, and we're going to go on a walk in the woods and get some nice air. Fionnuala's going to go by the river with celery to let celery get some water and, like, actual plants to eat.
Okay.
Is there, like, a place where she can camp out there with celery?
Sure.
All right, she's going to do that. And then she's going to wake up in her spring form. Her skin is a deep peaty brown, and she has purple heather on her body and wildflowers. She has pink fungus hair. Looks really cool. It's like coral, like a juicy pink coral. She's got like grass, long grass, kind of like a skirt almost. and there's like little seeds that sometimes fall from her mm-hmm. and flower petals.
Okay.
Okay, so she's going to wake up in the morning like that. Like very early in the morning, before dawn.
Okay.
And then she's going to sit on celery, ride celery over to the farm.
Okay.
Before dawn, and then it's a dramatic entrance. And then as like the golden morning sunlight of dawn peeks over the horizon, ride celery from the river trees into the farm, not stepping on any of the plants or anything, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
She put her cloak in the forest to come. She'll get it later.
Okay. You're way more revealed, Fanula.
I look super awesome. And is there anyone around?
You can see firelight inside the house. It seems mm-hmm. like they're making breakfast or something.
They're not getting up at the crack of dawn.
It seems that they're already awake and they have eating breakfast.
Okay.
And then...
I'm going to wait outside creepily then.
Okay.
On my elk.
Just in front of the front door?
No. Like in the back by the plants.
Okay. And then eventually...
I'm going to look really regal when they come out.
You're looking at the front door.
Okay.
And the front door opens and out comes running the little girl. And the little girl is running but then looks up at you and stops dead in her tracks and yells, "Mom, look!"
And now we pan over to the seaside city of Kraith to see Taylor and Myrrh enter the city on horseback.
The positive thing about Kraith is it actually has a Grey Realm rift. It actually sees a better economy than, say, somewhere like Landerin would, because Landerin does not have a Grey Realm rift. But yeah, it is a big, big fishing village. There's quite a lot of boats. But walking through Kraith, it's not as big as Ridgemont, but bigger than Landerin. So there's a lot of things that, if you needed to find, they're around.
Okay.
There's a small city hall, and there's a Church of the Rift here. And you could see this building stands out compared to the rest of the town, just like it does in Revelhine. It is a pure white and birch wood-made structure, not as big as the one in Revelhine, but it does still have a glass dome ceiling. You can see that it is definitely the wealthiest building around, but not necessarily the biggest. The town hall is still maybe a little bit bigger here. And looking out around the outskirts of town, there's a lot more dwellings, a lot more smaller huts, seem to be mostly fishermen or farmers and the like around the dead lands of Kraith.
So the area around Kraith also looks like the area around Ridgemont, you know, seemingly it's less vibrant than you would expect.
Yeah, especially looking south, it looks very dead.
So it looks worse to the south.
Mm-hmm. And looking north from Kraith, you can actually see sort of a swampy area across the river in a little ways.
Does that swampy area also look kind of dead, or does it look like a normal swamp?
No, it looks like a normal swamp.
Well, as we approach town, Myrrh, I don't expect you would want to stay with an old man like me in a town like this, but I'm going to try to find a place to stay by the water, and, well, I can look for a place with two bedrooms if you're looking for shelter while you're here in town, but I imagine you have your own agenda that you wish to see to. But if you want a companion to travel back with, just let me know, but the offer stands.
No, I enjoy your company. We could share a room if you like, or even camp out on the beach. That's more to your liking.
I would have never expected someone of your, I can't even find the word for it, someone as fancy as you would recommend sleeping on the beach, Myr.
Oh, I am not as fancy as you think I may be. I can rough it here and there.
Well, you've perked my interest with that idea, so I think we should try to find a place to stay on the beach, and we can hopefully stay on more on the northern side of town where maybe we're not going to be seeing as much dead fish. We'll stay away from the fishing port, and I think we'll do okay. So
We'll head into town and look for a place to shelter the horses and go find a place on the beach.
As you're walking out towards the beach, Mer says, It's been a while since I've been to Kraith. I did not realize the Church of the Rift had such a big dwelling here.
I'm surprised by that, too. I never thought of them as being interested in having facilities outside of Revelheim. I don't think there's a rift of their ilk here. I'm not sure why they would be here unless there's some sort of connection to Kraith and their activities in Revelheim.
Well, Mr. Grangers, I think you may be a little bit wrong there. I think every Church of the Rift building has a rift in it, each one of their rifts. And I know of a few scattered around. I knew that the rift was here, but this, well, dwelling has been significantly upgraded since the last time I saw it.
Mer, have you ever heard of a Church of the Rift rift opening up in a seemingly random place or further away from a known settlement?
Yes, I know of a few. One is quite close to Ullridge. It opened up a few years ago, and it's on just sort of a random mountaintop, and I believe they're also trying to make a dwelling there. You know, it's said that some of the priests and followers of the Church of the Rifts tend to travel to each one of the Celestial Rifts to pay homage in their lifetime.
What is your opinion of the Church of the Rift, Mer? You see it as something that adds value into its community? I mean, my experience with them has been rather tenuous. I think their perspective on things is very one-sided, and I've had my own run-ins with them over the past, and I feel like every time I've gone there with questions, I've never gotten answers. But I feel like the answers are there. It's just something that they don't want to share. It's part of that whole control mindset they seem to put in place with the people that pay attention to them.
But yes, I have gone to a few of those sermons, and I think I believe, well, like you do. I think they are very one-sided and are trying to control more than what they should.
In all of your experiences here and abroad, I don't know if they have rifts back where you're from. Maybe you left before they started showing up here, but have you ever heard of somebody going in and coming out without losing themselves, besides their leader?
Besides their raving lunatic leader? Not that I know of.
If you ever hear a story, or if you ever meet someone who has heard of that happening, send me a letter and let me know. Because that's one of the questions I've always wanted to know, because obviously if one person can do it, and if they are, in my little Taylor air quotes, chosen, other people can be chosen too. And I can't imagine that everyone who goes through that would come back insane, but I've experienced some strange things in my life. I mean, with all this Shadowfell Rift stuff that we've been wrapped up in for the last few weeks, I've been covered in more necrotic and deathly energy than I've ever expected existed in the universe, and I've survived that. I mean, I feel like there have to be some people out there that could go through that kind of experience, and if they found their way back out, still retain some of themselves, but seemingly it doesn't exist. I can't believe that. I don't want to, I guess.
Thank you. Legends of Superhero Story is a new actual play podcast using the Legends Superhero role-playing game system. This exciting new superhero tabletop RPG follows our Game Master Jack and our fledgling heroes played by Chad, Emily, Amanda, and Daniel as they work their way through their origin story and beyond. Let's hope they learn to work together as a team in time to save the world and truly become legends. Legends of Superhero Story is available on all podcast platforms. For more information, follow us on social media at The Legends Cast or visit our website, www.matchplaygames.ca/The Legends Cast.
No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles and no small consequences.
Well, we do have the occasional small role.
So,
6.
That's a natural 2 for me for a total of 8.
Don't think I've perceived very well.
Natural 2, so that's a 3.
Oh no. My gosh, it's a natural 1.
We've prepared our party of players.
And our polyhedral dice.
So join our merry band of actors for a D&D podcast filled with intrigue, adventure, and laughter.
Oh my gosh.
Search for No Small Roles on your favourite podcasting app, Spotify, and YouTube.
Anon for now.
Anon!